Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, welcome to the Friday, I repeat, Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy.
It's a Friday already.
Come on, Jane Kennedy, how are you? Good.
I'm great.
A bit frazzled, we'll get to that in a minute.
I'm good.
You have had a big day. Hello, Dangerous Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
When's the wife home?
Tomorrow.
Whee! We'll talk about that in just a second. Massive show in a couple of hours, guys. We'll all be enjoying our knockoff drinks for the week, baby.
Hooray.
Hey,
we've got a big show
friend
today.
Friend of the show, Charlie Pickering, hasn't been on for a while. Where's he been? MIA?
I think he goes to
New York. You're fair with a friend?
No, his wife's American, so
yeah,
I think they travel.
Yeah,
she's from New York.
I see. Back doing the bidding, eh?
Hey, do you know, we're going to talk to George Gregan because the Bledisloe Club, we're all of a sudden, cricket's going well.
Yeah. Eden Park, here we come.
We look like the Wallabies might do it for us a second time. We're crossing our fingers. And, of course, George Gregan, legend, former captain of Wallabies.
Legend. We'll talk to him and a friend of yours. He's a friend of yours. Do you travel the world with him?
Not just George and I. He's what?
Can I tell the story? Later.
Later.
All right. He got you a beauty.
He's got me a beauty.
I'll tell you
when
he's on.
You've got your GoFundMe page, which I love.
I love this.
Yeah, and there's a controversy about last week's. We may not be paying out.
Oh, really?
I'm afraid. Well, we'll get to the bottom of that.
Okay. I've got a Bachelor update.
Oh, good Lord. I'll do that with Charlie because Charlie
good
loves
idea.
Bachelor.
He does love The Bachelor.
Yeah. The Bachelor.
And, of course, Clown of the Week.
Clown of the Week. It's all happening. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Now, you last night, you're tired because I know you've been moving all day.
I had promised it. I like going to the theatre with kids.
Mm.
And I think there's a certain age you get to go. And with boys in particular, because it's a bit of a punish sometimes for boys.
Sure.
They go, oh, really? Well, what am I doing, Mum?
You'd rather stick needles in your eye
of
than
course.
Go to the theatre.
However,
for an hour.
The last couple I have taken.
What did you go and see?
I went and saw Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
The opening night.
Well, yes,
of
it was in Melbourne. Now it's open in Sydney and it's been playing in Sydney really well.
You went and saw it, and I'm really disappointed that me and my boys weren't invited.
No, but I think
because
this was,
my boys would love that.
Yeah, but
your seats wouldn't have been very good.
Front row.
Front row.
What? Front row.
Really?
We got to see in the orchestra pit.
How are the Oompa Loompas? Tell me about the Oompa Loompas.
Okay, so
this is a tough one.
It is tough.
In the current climate.
Yeah. It is tough today.
Do they get the dwarves out? What's happening?
No, what they do is they use, because they've got to be able to sing. Now, I'm not assuming that every little person can sing brilliantly up to the standard of being on Broadway or be able to perform.
How do they do the Oompa Loompas?
It's a special puppeteering with people moving arms and legs. It's really, really clever.
Bullet dodged.
But the guy, you know what? What is the most, the thing on my mind when I was thinking, how am I going to cope with seeing Willy Wonka and not being Gene Simmons.
Gene Wilder.
I was already had a bit of attitude about it.
Have they done the lookalike again, have they?
No. They have got the most incredible American actor.
Okay.
And I'm glad they did that because it's
He's
so
He's done
unique.
The Broadway version.
He has done
he?
The Broadway.
Yeah.
His name's Paul Slade Smith. He was unbelievable and has got that command and that... Yeah. You know that feel that Willy Wonka
Are the kids going to love it? Are my boys
going to
go berserk?
They're going to kill them. You know why? Because it's really quite, like, people get their bodies chopped up.
I know, it's fantastic. Yeah. My
and
boys
it's
love
it's
that
a bit
stuff.
Macabre and
All
funny.
The adults go missing in action.
They
all
do.
All the kids are the heroes. It's like Harry Potter.
And the
All
best.
The adults are idiots. All the kids are
Correct.
Brilliant. Hatch the kids.
And Augustus Gloop is the best looking, the best costume, the best person who does it. Anyway, we had a ball.
So
lots of celebrities there.
I'm going to harp on about the Oompa Loompas for a minute.
Yeah.
But they've got to be careful here because you'll get picketed.
Yes,
by the
yes.
dwarves, because that's a big gig. That's a big gig.
But I say you've got to be able to sing. Because
it's been happening forever, but now they've gone and replaced them with puppets, which I find offensive.
Do you?
Do you know?
No. Their face is not a puppet.
So it is.
So they're singing. They're people who are. Anyway,
you've done.
Don't get me tongue tied in this because I want to talk about celebrities.
Do you know that there was a production of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which did a regional tour of Australia, and instead of using dwarves, they used children, and the dwarves picketed.
Oh, because they were out of work.
Well, because that's a bread and butter gig.
Of course, it is.
Has been forever.
Yeah.
It's called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, good point.
That's so don't use a child.
So you don't want to see Grumpy out the front with a picket.
You just,
and that's what happened. And that's what happened.
All I wanted,
I think
they've done a good job with this.
Well, yeah, but they put the little guys out of business.
I don't think so. I really don't. And I'm going to move on from that aspect of it.
I'd like to support them in this one.
You will expect to hear all the songs you want to hear, like Oompa Loompa. But you'll also hear The Candyman.
Oh, great song.
And
Old Town Road.
And A World of...
World of Imagination.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I sat next to Millsy.
Rob Mills.
So Millsy's there and I'm not there.
Millsy's there in the front row.
Who else was invited and I wasn't?
Georgia Love.
Oh, yeah.
Paddy Newton.
Oh, bless.
Rebecca Elmaloglu from Neighbours.
So we're in the kind of DC plus celebrity range.
You are.
Here. No, I should
you
be.
You are.
There.
We're A.
I should be.
We are A.
I should be in it.
You know, the only ridiculous thing is when we arrive, they have everything's got a purple carpet, a red carpet, but you know.
Yeah.
And I was sneaking with the boys because they were gripping me and they said,
I didn't see any pictures of you today. That's disappointing.
I'm going to put something on Instagram.
Okay.
But we're walking in, a woman grabbed us and said, Jane, could you please have a photo with the boys? I went, and the boys are looking at me with death-stabbing eyes.
Mum, don't you dare.
I will kill you, woman. Anyway, bad luck. I said, mate,
price
we're going to have a good price exactly. You pay.
You got good seats, they're free tickets.
Yeah.
Smile.
And they had to hold a big...
Sit up and smile.
They had to hold a big golden ticket. Do you think they were happy about that?
Really disappointed.
I almost pinched them to make them
with
smile.
My boys. Really disappointing. Mind you, on the upside, Michelle Payne did tweet.
Oh, she did. This is amazing.
I am the star of the movie. Thank you, Michelle.
This is Ride Like a Girl.
Yeah.
Mick saw the movie, and we said on Kennedy Malloy put it out in a tweet. Mick saw the movie that he stars in, Ride Like a Girl, last night. Just one criticism, not enough Shetlands. That's what Mick said.
I thought it was
Michelle Payne herself has answered back. Star of the show.
What?
Thank Mickey. You.
Well done, Michelle. She can recognise talent when she sees it. Can we get her on the show, please?
We should.
Sure.
Come on. Don't you have a horse with her?
I do.
There's lots going on. Yes, can I ride it?
No, you're not going anywhere near our horse.
All right.
Stay far away.
Plenty to chew through on today's big program. We'll be back shortly with Clown of the Week.
All thanks to HSV and the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat. Play hard.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
133353, give us a call. Who deserves the big gong this week? You'd like to kick off, Jane.
I would like to gong Alan Jones.
Wow. Okay. Hope you know what you're doing.
Yeah, what's happened?
He's a giant of the industry and a huge broadcaster.
Well,
he can whack you.
He can pull down governments.
He's a little fellow with a big stick.
So
I hope you know what you're doing and your views aren't necessarily those of the show. Not that I'm a coward. I'd just like to put a little line between me and your behaviour.
It's very simple. He's used language that is absolutely unacceptable.
Okay.
Today, yesterday, in the future, any time. We're trying to make a change in the way that women are treated in not only positions of authority, but in everyday situations. He's said something about Jacinda Ardern. He doesn't agree with her politics. He doesn't agree with her stand on climate change. But he has said this on radio today. And I just would like you to have a listen to what he says about her.
She's a clown, Jacinda Ardern, a complete clown. Here she is preaching on global warming and saying that we've got to do something about climate change. And I made the point very validly. Here is Jacinda Ardern. If you want to talk about the figures, if you want to talk about carbon dioxide, which I don't, nothing wrong with it. She talks about carbon. She doesn't know the difference between carbon and carbon dioxide. But the fact is, New Zealand's carbon dioxide has grown by 10.8% per capita since 1990. Ours has grown by 1.8%. I just wonder whether Scott Morrison's going to be fully briefed to shove a sock down the throat. I mean, she is a joke, this woman, an absolute and utter lightweight.
All right.
That's not on.
The objectionable sentence, of course, is shove a sock down her throat.
Pretty aggressive, isn't it?
We are trying to get away from this of world. Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, has objected to that as well.
Has he?
Yes, he has.
Good on you.
There you go. There's my big flipping clown.
It's an angry little man.
Why is he so upset?
What's his...
He doesn't like women in power.
Right.
He was absolutely disgraceful in discussing about Julia Gillard when she was Prime Minister.
He handed her out of office.
A complete issue with women in authority. And I just don't understand why.
Which is why you're on very thin ice right now.
Mm. Oh, wow. What? Honestly, am I? I'm not.
With Alan Jones, you are, is what I'm saying.
I really couldn't give a toss what Alan Jones thinks of me.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Next.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Where would you like to go now?
Well, would you like to clown Lady Gaga?
Oh, Lady Gaga.
I don't really feel like ripping into a woman right now.
Oh, that's all right. I'll rip into her.
No, you defended her. No, let's go to Fred. Fred's on the line. Hello, Fred. What are you thinking? Fred.
Fred, you got your radio on. Yes, turn down.
Hang on. Off. Radio's off.
Who are you going to clown, buddy?
Nick Kyrgios.
That's better. Now we're back on firmer ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that dick done?
Well... gone and done it again, mate. She's shown how just much of a tool and a person can be. I mean, he's representing our country.
Yeah.
He's representing our country.
But what's he done in specifically? What's he done?
He's blown up. He's called the chair umpire a tool.
Yeah. I've got the audio.
He's talking about potatoes.
Oh, we've got some audio. Here we go.
This is Kyrgios.
Craziest matches you are likely to see all...
cool, bro.
There it is.
Just pretty short and sweet. Didn't you head off to the change rooms with two rackets deliberately so he could bust them up and came back with none?
Yes. He also had a tantrum about a white towel as well. Yeah.
You know what? He's winning. As long as you're winning, do what you want.
He's a good sport.
That's my line. All right, well, give us a call. 133353.
Yes.
And we will get involved.
Clown of the week.
Clown of the week.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Charlie Pickering's going to join us in the second hour of the show. George Gregan coming up as well. Well, it'll be great. This is Kennedy Molloy, and we're doing Clown of the Week here too.
We are. I'm going to nominate you too, by the way.
Who?
When's your wife get back? You. Clown yourself.
Why?
What state is the house in?
Look, you know what? The dog's been peeing inside a lot for the last few nights because I haven't had a chance to take him out at night.
You're joking.
Oh, sure.
What do you mean you haven't had it? What have you been doing?
I haven't had a chance. I didn't hear him at the back door tap, tap, tap. I'm sure
the dog has been peeing.
That is really pathetic.
So I've just been getting the...
So she's coming home to a squat.
Pretty much.
She's coming home to some...
All hands on deck in the morning. I will be down.
Who's looking forward to it the most, you or the kids?
Probably me. Yeah, I think. You know, I'm looking for my wing lady.
I'm just...
What?
Your what?
Wing woman.
Your wing woman?
Yeah.
Your wing lady. Is there going to be any kind of shenanigans in the...
A little bit of... Hang on a minute. the old temper mattress might
Good God.
Thank God for temper. Well done. Should be an ad. All right, now, can we lighten it up a bit?
Yes.
You've come out throwing haymakers.
Not really.
You've got Alan Jones.
Absolutely
whooshed him.
Okay.
Who would you like to turn your attention to right now?
Would we like to do Lady?
Yeah.
No. Let's do your mate. You listen to overnight.
Oh, you're overnight, buddy.
Oh, Luke Boner.
Come on.
All right. The great Luke Boner, overnights on the Triple M network.
Yes.
Had one of the finest calls we've ever heard the other morning. Let's have a listen.
G'day, Jason. Jason at Gladstone. He's gone to sleep. Listen to this. Go on, do it again. He's gone to sleep. Listen.
Don't you love how excited...
He's in desperate need of a CPAP machine.
Boner's so excited by it.
He's quite happy about it.
Not concerned that maybe the listener's gone to sleep listening to his show.
That's great.
But that's good. Good on you, Boner.
Can we stay in radio?
Yeah.
My old alma mater, as you know, I'm one of Canberra's favourite sons, if not Canberra's favourite son. And when I was
number one is the guy who stars in Hawaii 5-0.
You just can't handle it. People in Canberra love me. Anyway, when I was around, there was two radio stations. Well, there was one, 2CA, yep. And then 2CC came on, oh, yeah, and everyone went, oh, Jesus, check it out.
That's interesting.
Well,
yeah.
Times have changed, but 2CC rocks on. And Canberra newsreader Beth Rep got in trouble for this report on Canberra Raiders Joey Leilua's return from injury.
Uh-huh. It will be Leilua's first game in 16 weeks after he had surgery on a bulging disc in his neck. It's 4 past 10.
Mostly sunny today with a top of 13.
So you can see the funny
that's
side.
That's funny.
I
love
that. Have we got Sandy Roberts there?
I'll find Sandy Roberts. It's worth having a listen.
Can we hear that again? Come on, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It will be Leilua's first game in 16 weeks after he had surgery on a bulging disc in his neck. It's 4 past 10. Mostly sunny today with a top of 13.
Sandy Roberts, you want to hear the information?
Sandy Roberts at the race.
In Landcock, and it's going to be very interesting.
Miss Australia, once more for those who missed it.
With us in Landcock, and Landcock, I should say, it's going to be very interesting.
Gold.
All right, we've got a caller who's got a suggestion here. Hey, Cam, how are you going?
Good, Mick and Jane and Dave. How's all travelling?
Who'd you like to nominate?
Okay, first of all, Jane, what would your reaction be if your wonderful husband, Rob, bought you home a BMW?
I would be bloody thrilled to the back teeth. It'd be very exciting.
Where are you going with this, Cam?
I'm sad to say, Mick, clan that kid in Indy is not really a kid, he's 30, and his parents bought him a brand new BMW, and he said, oh, it's too small for you, mates. I'll just chuck it in the river. What a nutbag.
That's right. That was a story this week.
Yeah, here's the news report.
The 22-year-old man from India, he received a brand new BMW as a birthday gift. He wasn't happy with it because he wanted a Jaguar, so what did he do? He pushed the BMW into a river.
It's unbelievable.
That spoiled
kids.
Still makes me angry.
What?
Yeah, what a brat.
I can't even get my head around that. I can't stand that stuff.
Brat. It's out there. Well, your two boys are sitting in the front row at the opening night of Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my God, it was so good in the front row. My boys are at home.
Was it? I just can't believe it. That's pretty.
Yeah, because you got their dad has to be in the same caliber as I am of, star status.
What about our friend whose kids thought everyone got pyjamas when they got on a plane?
Who was that friend?
I don't want to say.
Oh, come on.
No, we're not going to say.
All right, let's take a break. 1-3-3-5-3. Do you want to come back with more or
yes,
we going to move on?
No, we've got lots more.
All right.
Can we keep doing it?
You can get involved. 1-3-3-5-3, Clown of the Week.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Connor gets the ball away to Hodge.
Important stuff is being the focus on us. You know, what is there to add to what we've already done?
This Bledisloe Cup, first time in the 17 years, we're a huge, huge chance on Saturday.
It's time to chat with someone who is, he's a rugby union great. He's
a legend.
A legend of the game.
More appearances for our national side, Jane Kennedy, than any other Wallaby in the history of the game.
He made his first appearance for the Wallabies in 1994. He's unfortunately retired because sometimes I've thought he could go back in there and play for them again. But we have got George Gregan on the line, live from Auckland, as we gear up for the Bledisloe
Cup. Deep behind enemy lines.
George,
how are you, buddy?
Hi, Janie. Hi, Mick. Yes, I am behind the enemy lines. I'm still lobbying in Auckland.
How's your reception in New Zealand these days? Is it warm? They meet you at the airport?
It is warm. It is, actually. It's a lot warmer than it was when you played.
All right.
Now, Australia winning was really exciting because we were saying before, George, that Australia doing well with the cricket and winning our first game was pretty exciting. Yeah. It's been a while between drinks, hasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly has. And, you know, just put on to Jenny, because I think this is the first time that the All Blacks are under pressure to retain it in their own backyard since 2015, 4 years ago.
Mm.
And if you look back on that, 4 years ago, obviously thinking of the World Cup, and it was Michael Checker's first year as Wallaby coach, and I totally got it in terms of thinking ahead and planning through his group and his squad. But, I mean, when you get a chance to win the Bledisloe Cup, you've got to put all your chips in, and we made about 8 changes to the team.
Oh, okay.
We got thumped.
We got thumped.
So that's That's not going to be the case this time round.
A massive win over in Perth. And now we go to Eden Park, which is a bit of a doddle for us, isn't it?
The record's not great there.
History shows it needs to change. Like, we need to, you know, everyone won since 86. The last team to beat the All Blacks here was 1994. But wow. Now, it wasn't a great record for the Aussie cricketers at Edgbaston beforehand, and then they won by...
There you go.
And George, what's the crowd... What will the crowd be like? What are the New Zealand crowds like at Eden Park when they're watching?
You know what? They're definitely dressed in black. So they call it the Blackout. It's part of the first time they did that campaign, the Blackout. So it's very, very black, the crowd. They're all wearing their jerseys. They get behind their All Blacks, but they're sort of... It's a bit like Aussies sometimes in the bush with they're worried about a fly and they don't open their mouth too much. They don't barrack for their team too much. They're
really?
Quiet. If a team goes well against them, they go very, very quiet. that was always the challenge, and that was what you wanted. You knew you were doing well over there when they were quiet. So I think that'll be a goal for the Wallabies. But it's a record they're proud of, and I reckon it's a spiritual home ground for the All Blacks.
Sure is.
Park.
And it's an incredible thing in front of the guys. I've said this before. I don't know another nation that gets so captivated by a single team, apart from maybe Canada and ice hockey. I went over there to a Winter Olympics and saw an entire nation almost shut down overnight to watch that gold medal game. And the same can be said of the importance of the All Blacks to New Zealand. It's a real uphill battle. What has to happen to win? Obviously, you have to get on top early. Like a win or a draw gets us the Bledisloe, am I right?
That's it. You've got to go for the win, though, mate. You can't pick a draw. And I think you've got to start well. You've got to start really, really well because they're masters of coming back really hard after they've lost.
Yeah.
They don't lose too many test matches, the All Blacks. So there'll be intensity, there'll be speed, it'll be really physical in that first 20 minutes. So you've got to be prepared for that and then add some of that your own medicine, so to speak. And if we can start well and put some pressure on them, then, as I said, it gets a bit quiet and there is a tendency for them to look on not on the bright side but on the darker side of things. So it's a really important aspect.
Five changes for the All Blacks. Does that smack of a bit of panic in the ranks to you?
Well, panic's one thing, but they do have good depth. Some of that's for Scott Barrett because of his shoulder to the head.
Yep.
So he got 3 weeks. And then I was surprised by some of the other changes, Ricky, Ioane, Ben Smith. So they got one eye on the Bledisloe, but there's also one eye on the fact that they need to look at the World Cup too, because if players aren't performing, they need to give some players a chance. But it's a great opportunity for the Wallabies to go out there and change some history.
It would be great. Because everyone's talking Wallabies up at the moment, which is great, and which I love. Georgie, could you do something for me? Can you rate teams that you like to play against, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10? So what are the All Blacks like to play against on a scale?
Them 9. I like them 9.
You really like playing? Okay. Yeah, what about the Poms?
The Poms is also probably 8 to 9. You're going to beat the Poms. These are all good teams.
What about South Africa?
South Africa's 8, 9 too.
Really?
They're great games. They're the best ones, All Blacks. Who
it
else
is?
Have you got?
Who else have I got? Argentina.
Argentina. Oh, I was probably about a 6 or 7, Argentina.
All right. That'll do me then.
A bit scrappy. There you go.
I like your scales because, you know, this guy's the master of the sledge.
Sledged you. He got you
sledges
in,
me every
in
time
France.
I see him.
Because I should point out you two are personal friends. Now, rumour I heard, were you or were you not in France? And you're in a bar and you turned up wearing a fedora.
A hat.
Are you wearing a hat?
What?
And you said, what have you come? You just come from White Lady Funerals. You dick, George Gregan.
That's a bit of trash talk.
Oh.
There'll be plenty of that at Eden Park this weekend.
The right moment.
What's your tip, mate? What's the result? Who is it? What is it? What's the margin?
Wallabies by 5. Ooh. Wallabies by 5.
And where can we watch you, George, on Foxtel?
On Fox Sports. Foxtel, Fox Sports. They're all one. They're all one these days.
Right.
That's perfect.
Any chance of Israel Folau late inclusion? No? Okay. Forget I said that. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, George.
Kennedy Malloy.
Go Wallabies!
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mix, go fund me!
Yoink! $500, Jane.
That is big.
Is on offer.
Bucks. Yeah. I would love $500 right
now. Have you got a good idea? Pitch it.
I've got a few.
To pay for your theatre tickets. For you and the boys.
You really don't like the fact that I sat in front row at Charlie and the Chocolate
Front row at opening night at Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's where I belong.
While I'm at home reading stories with bent-eared books to my boys. Yeah. Under candlelight.
I don't think anyone's going to feel upset.
Hey, yes, this is it. If you've got a big idea or a good idea, I'll fund it. This is a GoFundMe. If you've got a good idea. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been controversy. Here's last week's winner.
A mate of mine going over to Lourdes tomorrow to watch the fifth test.
Go to Lourdes.
I put a challenge during the streak, so the GoFundMe's for his fine.
Did you say he's going over there to streak?
He's fine.
This is money well spent. It's a streaker at Lourdes, the home of cricket.
How annoying. If you're playing cricket.
This guy's prepared to go to the other side of the world.
Prepared?
Get his ticket.
Just watch the cricket like the rest of us.
Take off the togs.
We really want to see John's mate from Nowhere Land.
All right. We get the idea.
Yes.
Now listen. He hasn't done it.
No, I haven't seen
it. I was looking out for it.
There was two nights of cricket. One rained out. Would have been a good opportunity.
Well, perfect for entertainment value.
Nothing else there. Out you go. Last night, nothing. Mate, withholding funds until such time as I see your mate's bare buttocks on their way.
Oh, that's fair enough. But we've got to make this official.
That's right. We're not making it
around. Proper transaction.
No, not at all.
Maybe if it happens, I'll give away $1,000 one week. All right. Careful. So what we want is a good idea, a revolutionary idea that needs a bit of coin behind it to get it across the line. Think of it as a really cerebral Shark Tank.
Yes. 1-3-3-5-3 is the number.
Rob's on the line. Rob, what's your big idea, mate?
An alcohol interlock for your computer.
Oh, good.
Wow. Picture this. It's 2 a.m. You've had a couple of... couple too many cordials.
Yep.
You're there on eBay. You think, I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
Yeah. I'm hearing you, Rob.
You click add to basket. You go to checkout. It comes up and says, hang on a minute. Please blow into the device.
Oh, this is gold.
Oh, my God. That would help me.
But also you could have it for emails as well. So you're thinking, I really hate my boss.
That's right.
Mate.
You go to click send.
Hey, Rob. Rob, you're the clubhouse leader.
Yeah.
You are the clubhouse leader.
Love it, Rob.
An interlock device for your computer.
Got to be easy to do.
It'll save you a lot of money.
And
a lot of hours.
Yeah, possibly marriages as well.
Possibly marriages. I know a couple of blokes who would still be married if they'd had an interlock device
before
their
they
computer.
Press send.
Great idea.
Hello, Brad.
How are you going? My idea is in the morning a soft toffee cup that can turn inside out into a stubby holder for the afternoon.
This is going to be hard.
One cup two ways.
Now, this is great because in this modern era where we want to cut down on plastic and disposables, so we've already got the cup that you take to work, but abracadabra, now it's calling my stubby.
It's reversible.
Brad, tell me the thought process. How did you come up with that?
Well, you know, everyone has a coffee in the morning and everyone wants a can in the afternoon when we've been all hot and sweaty. So,
simple.
I don't want to come and work for you.
Turn it inside out.
Brad,
this is a legendary idea. This is the next big thing.
You're always thinking, Brad, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm always thinking. Yep.
You're in the mix, Brad. Let me tell you. Okay, Wayne, what's your idea, buddy?
I've got 1 to 5 litre bottle.
You got a what? Sorry, mate, what is it?
It's Slash in a Flash, I'm calling it.
Slash?
Yeah, we need it.
In a Flash.
Yeah, when you're really busting for a pee, if you're watching Game of Thrones or going a long drive, if you don't want to get up and go to the toilet, you just go, a little bit of a...
What? So are you telling me if you can't be bothered getting off the couch, if you're watching Game of Thrones, you can't be bothered walking 3 feet to a toilet?
Yes.
You
have a bottle next to you on the couch.
It's like a social catheter.
Environmentally friendly.
Yeah, boys, we're hooking up for a session of cricket here. This is going to be great. Don't want to miss a ball. Guys, all good for the catheters? And then we just
you may as well get a catheter.
Even good for Mickey, even good for Jane's maids if they... after
you use
their toilet when they clean their mansion, they can just go...
Wayne, you've clipped me 3 times there.
Oh, sorry. I love your show, but...
Can I just say something?
What?
I want to fund all these.
These are all amazing. These are
all
amazing.
Good ideas. Everyone's in the running.
Keep calling for Mickey's ideas. 1-3-3-5-3. Come on.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. Charlie Pickering going to join us in the next hour as well. Mick's GoFundMe, you can get involved. 1-3-3-5-3. Some great ideas so far.
It's hotting up, Jane. We've got three very good calls.
Very impressed.
Already in the clubhouse. Yep. Already worthy of $500.
Yeah.
But the search
very
continues.
Very difficult. It does continue. We're going to go to Donna in Queensland. Yep. Donna.
How are you?
Really well. Can you please explain your brilliant idea?
I'm thinking of a walking stick with a flask in it.
Hang on.
And then as you're going along, you got a hat, and then you got under your hat, you got a stubby cooler.
I reckon you might have one of these.
Have you done the prototype?
You might be halfway through a walking stick as we speak. So it's hollow.
About the bamboo stick, yeah.
Hang on. So it's a walking stick, but it's hollow, and you just knock the top off and have a swig. Yep. And you're not going to drive because you're already walking, and you've got the stick. And if you get drunk, you can help yourself home.
Mm. Yep, and it's right beside your bed if you want another bit more.
Oh, right.
Donna, do you have a walking stick?
Oh, not yet. I sound like it, but not yet. I'm getting there.
Oh, no, but I just thought, is that how you came up with the idea? But a good one. We'll keep that on hold, Donna. It's very good. We're going to go to John now. John, tell us about your idea for Mick's GoFundMe.
Well, every winner, every tradie wants to wear his flannos, but you can't because they're not fluoro. So fluoro flannos.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
hang
fluoro
on.
Flannos. Oh,
that is genius.
Sometimes you just get punched in the face with a good idea.
Wow.
Mm. It's a fluoro flannos.
And they make a quid. You make a quid if you made them up and sold them.
John, you better go and trademark that stat, mate.
Yeah.
It's a fluoro flannel. So you wear it to work.
Even sounds good.
You wear it to work and then you just
then
knock
you go
off
out with
and you
your
go straight to
on.
The pub.
That's it. It keeps you warm.
Pub, mate, you got your collar and your cuffs already.
You probably want to take, you don't want to crash at home in bed like without changing.
In your fluoro.
Yeah.
Mind you.
It should be good to find when you crash drunk somewhere.
Yeah.
Someone will be
people
able to find you. Where
there
is he?
Is.
Oh, there he is. I can see a glow behind that tree.
John, that's right up there. We really like
Jeez
it.
Louise. Yeah.
Let's go to Greg. Greg, you've got something that really sparked my interest. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, look, I was thinking probably come up with an app that's got various background noises. So, you know, you can if your missus rings, you can you got the grinder and the hammer going in the background, and you can say to her, "Love, we've got to work back for 4 hours."
Okay, quick, put on the worksite background, or put on the child minding background, put on the kids in the car background. Oh,
Greg,
that is good.
Mickey, I don't know.
You can have all sorts of backgrounds.
Thank you, Greg. That's really clever.
Well,
you've really got to think about this. Are you going to dwell on it for a while?
There was another call, but we can't get
it
up.
No, we won't say it yet.
Chris wanted. We will. Chris wanted a
remote controlled lawnmower.
Oh man,
we like that one. Give us a call, Chris.
Like a Roomba.
Are you going to contemplate this for a while before you pick a winner?
No, I think we need to probably make a decision.
Yeah,
what are you thinking?
Well, it's your.
I don't know. Give me a hint. Well, I'll tell you what's in the running.
All right,
here's the. Interlock alcohol, interlock for your computer.
Yeah.
I think that's good. The fluoro flannel.
Love it.
The app, the background app. Those are the three I like.
I think I haven't thought of mine, but
fluoro flannel. Fluoro flannel, you're whispering to me. Jeez. It's the fluoro flannel.
Oh, well done. Congratulations, fluoro flannel.
All right. All good
John.
Ideas.
Well done, John. You got $500.
$500, John.
You're
a donkey! Yeah, great reaction. That's what we want.
I'll tell you what, Greg and Robert stiff, though.
We'll get him a prize back. You know what, we've got some concert tickets, we've got some Paul Kelly tickets, and some Grinspoon
tickets. For
Robert
and Greg.
Brilliant. Well
sorted.
Done, everybody. You're all clever.
I'm blown away by the ingenuity.
Me too.
The genius, resourcefulness and the genius
from
the Triple M audience,
when
you put $500 down.
Brilliant.
Donna's was good too.
Wasn't it?
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
We're
going to
do it again next Friday. It's Mick's GoFundMe. Up next, though, it's Charlie Pickering.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It's the last hour for the week, people.
Yes.
And then it's party time.
Oh.
As we enjoy the knockoffs for a week. Coming up soon, week in review. It's going to be great. What do you got?
What have I got in Week in Review?
No, you've got Bachelor.
I've got Bachelor to talk about.
Jesus.
Yes. It's been a big week
happening.
Of
someone's dropped the C-bomb.
Dog something. Dog C-bomb.
Yeah.
Which is a term that I hadn't been familiar with.
Our next guest
slur.
Might join you for a bit of Bachelor talk. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start with this bloke right now.
When Charlie Pickering last joined us, he'd been tackling some heavy issues on the home front.
I go for a certain football team. My son goes for the same team as I did. And he informs me that he is changing teams.
So that's bags on the nature strip for me.
Yeah, and I don't think my wife handled it well, because I'd come home from work and she was like, "Oh, guess what? We have some news. Wolf goes for a different football team anymore." And I couldn't engage with her. She was like, "What is wrong with you? It's his choice. It's what he's decided." And I'm going,
he is four.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
What was his reasoning?
Jordan at school.
Oh,
Jordan has to go.
Yeah.
What happened to that young boy, Jordan?
Please welcome back, Charlie Pickering.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Mr. Pickering, how are you? Where have you been? It's been a while since
I've been,
I've been overseas. Have you got a tan?
I have actually got a tan.
That is bizarre. I don't think I've ever seen you with a tan. Yeah. I don't think of you as someone who goes and sunbakes.
Backhanded compliment. Yeah, there it is. No, that's a classic.
I have skin.
I don't think of you as someone who tanned and good looking and Mediterranean and Ricardo Montalban.
No, that's not true because often
a pasty little white guy is what you just said.
What I'm saying is there's a lot of men who are a bit vain who go out and seek the sun all the time. I'm saying you look naturally sun-kissed.
Damage done.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to react to this. I don't know. I don't know where to go with that. What I'll say is I do have a tan because I got burnt about 8 weeks ago and it's finally kind of bedded into
matured.
A tan.
Burnt? So, yeah, who gets burnt these days?
Me with my pale blue skin.
Where were you?
I was in Greece.
Okay.
And then I was in New York.
You're on a big boat in Mykonos, weren't you?
No, I was definitely not.
You're hobnobbing with billionaires.
Wow.
No. What were you doing?
Just staying with some family on a little island.
No, there. Not buying it.
Really?
No. What were you up to?
You think Charlie's off on a big James Packer's boat, do you think? You were on the boat with an oligarch.
You were with Russian oligarchs in Mykonos with supermodels.
I don't think that sounds like Charlie.
No, it's not me at all. Like, I worked for the Murdochs for a short period of time and I rubbed them up the wrong way.
Oh, dear.
I don't get asked back to oligarch stuff. I just don't.
Did you watch The Loudest Voice?
No, I haven't watched it yet. Oh, okay. I think I heard you guys talking about it.
Very
the Murdochs have come out very well, let me just say.
Really? Yeah. Well, give it time.
I was never in danger. So you've been away.
Yes.
So you've been to Greece and where else?
And New York. I was in New York for about 6 weeks.
Did you take a bite out of that Big Apple?
Mm. Yeah, a small one.
What
small
do you do on a day-to-day? What's something that you've done that you think a lot of people would never have done in New York?
That's a really good question. I walked in Central Park every day.
Wow. Well, see, that's a great thing.
I do that every day.
People underestimate how good Central Park is.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It really is.
How good can it be? It's a park.
But once you walk through it, then what do you do?
No, well, you get to know.
Grass is for cows.
Yeah. Okay, well, fine. I know the entirety of the park. I could take you on a tour and you would discover.
Could you?
Why don't you do that?
We should do that as a promotion. Fly us to New York. I'll walk you in a park.
For sure.
Great content.
One lucky listener gets to walk in the park with Charlie Pickering.
But do you know what? I do go. This is going to sound so sus.
This is horse and cart ride. You did the horse and cart ride.
I have done that a number of times, but I go bird watching in Central Park. It's actually one of the great places to go bird watching.
Take that back right now. Rewind.
Now, listen.
Take that back.
Do you shoot them?
No.
Well, what's the point?
I got a little pair of binoculars.
Charlie, again, stop.
Hey, Charlie.
Rewind.
Mm-mm. Charlie, do you have a book or something? Do you have to tick them off? Or what are you doing?
What you're asking is, do I have a life list? And yes, I do, Mick.
Charlie.
Yes, I do have a life
what
list.
What sort of birds are you looking at, though?
In Central Park, you see.
When the red robin comes, bop,
James,
bop, bop.
James, I'm taking this seriously. What's the best bird you've discovered in the park?
I think it's called a suki owl, and it's a tiny little owl this big, and I've seen one of them nesting in a tree.
Did you shoot
at nighttime or daytime?
Just stop it.
Are you stalking people in Central Park?
No.
What hours are you there?
It's a man with binoculars and an erection walking around a pond.
What, like you listener?
There's a blue wren.
I just love a blue jay.
A pelican? Did you see a pelican there?
No, there's no pelican.
Sorry, didn't realise you were the expert on the bird.
Canadian geese. Blue jays, cardinals, robins. Like, there's a selection of
Canadian geese have come a long way. What are they doing there?
Not that far. From Canada to New York, it's not very far.
Oh, right. Well, I'll go get the globe out. Are we holidaying or were you working?
No,
or?
Working over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So, can you tell us about what kind of work?
Not really. I mean, I was doing some stand up. I can talk about that.
Yeah. What's that like? You go to New York clubs like Jerry Seinfeld.
And it goes exactly like Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. No, it's actually like training at altitude from a stand up comedy point of view.
It's really interesting.
Because, no one knows who the hell I am, I get no head start with the audience, and everywhere you've got most of the time at the most you've got 7 minutes, and so
it's a brutal regime over there.
I went over there when I first went over there doing stand up. I'd have all these great stories that I had from the comedy festival, and I thought, seven minutes, I'll do my 7 bit, and the attention span is so short in New York. Turns out my 7 minute stories are 30 seconds of material.
So
I never really got heckled. But it's worth just a silent death.
Do you do Australian based material, or do you try and make it generic, universal stuff that you could do anywhere?
A bit of both. I do a lot of noticing things about America as an Australian.
Cool.
One thing, this is not the joke, but one thing that delighted an American audience was me saying they've got the store Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes.
Yes.
And me just talking about that says something about the American optimism that anything is possible because in Australia the store is called Bed Bath & Table. Yeah. And it's like
something to shoot for.
There's something right. beyond
hey. That. Charlie, hang around. We've got so much. Yeah. We didn't even get to what you wanted to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no, look, plenty we'll of time, there. Guys. Okay. Plenty of time.
Thanks for swinging by.
We'll have Charlie in studio. Charlie Pickering's with us.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and Charlie Pickering in studio as well. Yeah, this is Kennedy Malloy.
You're a fan of a music festival, are you, Charlie?
I am, Mickey. Yes. I went to a lot of musical festivals. I played really? Falls Festival back in the day.
You played Falls Festival?
In stand-up?
In stand-up.
I wasn't doing it. Which was
a good idea,
Xavier Rudd didgeridoo.
It's a tough gig because they're there basically largely to see musical
Bands.
Acts.
And drugs.
And take drugs. And you come on kind of in between and they're pretty rowdy. How'd you go?
Great. I was very lucky the first time I did it. I had just started on Triple J at the time, which is quite popular with the young kids that take the drugs.
That's right.
And and I was doing it with Will Anderson, who was very big at the time and on that particular...
known to have a couple himself.
Yeah, that's right. So we had a great old time. That was actually right, pretty. Great. That was actually pretty rock star stuff. It was pretty good.
Fantastic.
But there is something happening this weekend. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. This weekend is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Unbelievable, isn't it, when you think about that?
Well, it was
iconic.
You
were there, weren't you?
I beg your pardon.
You
you take that back.
Crosby, Stills and Nash and Kennedy played.
Yeah. Hey.
Janis Joplin sang.
Janis Joplin. Who was the big ones?
Jimi Hendrix.
Joe Cocker, yeah. A lot of it. But what I'm excited about the anniversary is that there is a radio station in Philadelphia that for 72 straight hours is playing... start to finish the entirety of Woodstock, right?
I think that's a genius idea.
Were there side stages at Woodstock? There wasn't, was there? Was it just the one?
I think it was just one major stage.
One major stage.
And
so there you go. Start to finish.
Venereal disease. Mm. The thing is, it's uninterrupted. They are playing everything. And so I'm excited. Mm. I'm going to tune in and listen to it because you got all the great music. I've got a sample of some of the music. You got Joe Cocker.
Wow.
That's a great, isn't that
incredible? Janis.
Yeah. Music's going backwards. Listen to this stuff.
Crosby, Stills and Nash.
Oh my
one
God.
Of their first, it was like their first gig together.
Yeah.
And Jimi Hendrix. But you're also going to hear all the announcements like this. Listen.
Is that a half a million kids? And I call you kids because I have children that are older than you are. A half a million young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music.
It's a free concert from now on. That doesn't mean that anything goes. What that means is we're going to put the music up here for free.
So it's so beautiful, right?
Yeah.
At the same time... Mm. Like you were talking about occupational health and safety.
Yeah.
Over the next 72 hours, you're also getting all of the other announcements that are less motivating.
Okay.
Like this.
The warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that.
But my favourite...
I've heard that at a Wiggles concert.
It's the only way you can get through a Wiggles concert.
Stay off the breath.
But my favourite announcement, because I've watched this.
Yes.
Listen to this.
There is a little boy whose name is Nikki, whose mother is Sunshine. She is waiting for you at the first aid tent. Nikki, go up the hill or just say... to anybody you pass, are you a hog farmer? They'll get you there. Those people are doing it.
Are you a hog farmer?
Yeah, I don't think it's looking very good for Nikki.
And I think that guy may be on the brown acid. I'm just pretty sure. That's fantastic, though, isn't it?
It's amazing. And my favourite thing about this whole experience is that if you were at Woodstock and you took the brown acid... and you tune into this weekend, you're going to flashback so hard.
It's going to do your head in.
Or you're going to go, I missed that.
Hey, can you hang around?
Absolutely.
That is, by the way.
Oh, look, it's...
I guess someone here should do it. Triple M should play it for 72 hours. That's right up our alley.
Yeah, but how are you going to work in the CUB ads?
Well, that's all right.
Are you going to get that
Well,
in?
You can cut out some of the... You just play all the bands.
Stay off the amber ale. Can, we, can you hang around? Because you're a Bachelor fan, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You are, and Jane missed last night. Jane's a huge fan. You've got a couple of bits you want to play us.
Yes.
And you need to bring Jane up to speed with last night's ep, because well, she was a Charlie in the Chocolate
Factory. You've got to get me up to speed, because I just got back into the country.
All right, I'll
so
you've
got to tell
speed.
Me what's going
me,
on.
Yeah, me and Dave good. Will go have a cuppa.
Yeah, we'll be all back right. soon. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Back from New York is Charlie Pickering in studio right now with Jane and Mick. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I haven't given an update for a while for The Bachelor, and I'm really impressed with Matt Agnew. He is The Bachelor. Mick has been a bit rude about him.
He's a bank clerk who pretends he's a he's an astrophysicist.
He is an astrophysicist, and I think recently...
He's a good guy, but I don't like Agnew. I think that name grates. Sounds like a cyst.
He was very offended that Mick had a go at his last name when he came in there.
I've got an Agnew on my left testicle. You know what I mean? It sounds like...
Mick, I hate to break it to you. You've got an inoperable Agnew. You've got an acute Agnew.
I've got a stage four Agnew.
So, Charlie, what's transpired is that
I've been away.
He was a decent fella. He was a good guy.
And I've become quite close to him. Oh. And the other day I was talking about planets and I went, if only I knew an astrophysicist. So we rang him up and he's, you know, he can change, chop and change, talk about planets, talk about life. Anyway, here's a good
that
guy.
That is something I would expect of an astrophysicist.
Okay, so it's rating pretty well because he's a normal person and he's really reacting well to these girls.
Absolutely,
now,
and normal people... go on
That's
these shows.
Right.
That's right.
Normal people go on. But look, no, he's... The girls
are... What happened to my girls in the sweep, by the
way?
They've
all been
pissed. So my two girls in the sweep were gone. Then I bogarted one off James and now she's gone.
She has gone.
Who
as
went?
Well. Vaku went last night.
He did a night. Well,
and Monique went the other day. I could have told you those two were going anyway. But what transpired on Tuesday was the girls didn't like that he pashed Abby during a cocktail party. Now, the cocktail party is your only opportunity.
She egged him on the mole.
Group date situation.
Well, if you haven't been on a single date, it's the only chance to grab him, have that red crystal glass of champagne or whatever it is, and sit there and talk to him so he can at least remember your name. Mm. That's all you need. That was hijacked because Abby took him away and pashed him for ages. The other girls were really annoyed because that's not on. They didn't so much go her, they went him.
Really?
Yes. And
well, he's only human.
Well, the girls all spoke about, one girl in particular called him something, and this is the girl that he pashed telling him what the other girl said.
I don't want to upset you and I don't want it to be this.
That's all right, share it. It's
okay. So she said that you're a dog and a disrespectful pig.
Okay. Noted.
I mean, dog see I can handle, but disrespectful pig is a bit much.
All right.
Dog see?
Yes. Wow. Which is an expression not familiar to me.
Oh, really?
But she sounds like a keeper. We've all heard that, haven't we, fellas?
I thought that was
am I right, fellas?
I thought that was a bit of wizard behind the curtain. It's like, well, when girls go to the day spa, it's dog see this and dog see that. Whenever, let's go to the bathroom together.
This is outrageous.
I had a girlfriend. That was her pet name.
Well, the investigation goes on because she has dobbed on who said it.
Oh,
and he goes, you stay there. I'm going to go and get her now.
Wow.
Because someone's lying.
Oh, no.
And I want to find out what's happening. So this is the conversation he had with Monique.
Classic astrophysicist.
He's, yes. He is. He's cracking the code. Let's hear what happened with Monique.
It came up that you had some fairly flowery language to describe myself.
Flowery?
Flowery.
Flowery?
First of all, she didn't understand, I don't think, what flowery means, and he was being polite. Hmm. But let's continue the conversation.
Would you use the word flowery to describe dog see?
Yes, flowery.
So if someone says dog see, I'm like, is that lavender?
Does she mean flowery, like flowers?
I'm going to go down and call my florist. There you go.
He continues the conversation, Charlie.
The terms of phrase that I heard was... disrespectful pig. And
Whoa.
Dog, see you next Tuesday.
Whoa, no.
Okay.
No, I would never, ever say that.
All right. Unfortunately, she did in front of the whole house.
And is she aware it's being filmed? Like, she does know it's a TV show.
These cameras were here.
And all these chicks are listening and they go, well, if she's... is she gone mad? We've all heard her say it. So they all go and dob and say, she did say it, she did say it. Anyway.
So what was his take after that?
He was pissed off and he said, I've wasted a whole night. You've spoilt the whole cocktail party. This is not on.
But he got a pash out of it.
Yeah. He got a pash.
Yeah. He's got a pash.
And it was a pretty.
See you later. Hit the road, toots.
It was a hot pash, and it even had a leg over from her.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
See, I would have forgiven her for that.
With the right girl. Anyway, so it's been very dramatic, but I don't know. You'll get back into it, of course.
Do you think he will genuinely find love, as so many of the previous bachelors have?
Well, you know what? It's a pretty good record.
Because I miss the honey badger.
Yeah, me too.
I really do miss the honey badger.
I don't miss the honey badger. No, I don't think he has. I think he's found a date and I think he's signed a contract. But I don't believe out of all those girls he's found true love. Right. You're going
to told us he did on this show.
But I don't believe that.
On a scale of one to
I'm just being honest.
On a scale of one to Alan Duffy, how hot an astrophysicist is he?
He's a 10.
Really?
Oh, Jane.
And how's his astrophysics chops?
Don't say Jane like
Not good. I asked him what his favourite nebula was, and he was a bit hazy.
He told you.
Yeah,
he didn't hesitate.
And what's yours, Mick?
The horsehead.
Yeah.
That's a horsehead.
I just make it up.
The cat's eye.
And what have I said?
The Kwandong Nebula.
I said he's the next Dr. Chris Brown.
No, you're just being silly.
Yeah. Really?
No, you said he replaced Chris Brown.
No, I said he's the next.
It's been awkward with Chris Brown.
Man, you're a total dog, see?
I think we're just about done here now.
Well done, Charlie. Thanks for swinging by.
Great to see you guys.
Anything to plug?
I'm selling an exercise bike.
Yeah.
Sure. Check out Gumtree.
Isn't everybody?
Why are you looking at me?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Been a great show today.
Charlie your favourite bit?
George Greig and I really enjoyed listening to him. Oh, Mix GoFundMe as well.
Thank you.
That was huge.
Charlie's
clown
okay,
of the week.
I suppose. Then you, then you're all your bachelor.
You're a bit needy. Why do you have to have affirmations?
I just like,
don't you
trust raking over the coals and taking a little trip down memory lane like we do in Week in Review.
We started the week with a bombshell out of the bachelor mansion.
One girl actually had an STD when she entered the mansion.
Wow.
She was pretty vocal about it, apparently. And soon enough, all the girls in the house were talking about her having gonorrhea.
There hasn't been a case of gonorrhea since 1862, I don't think.
That's a very old-fashioned
I would
word.
Have thought they would test for STDs.
But they're not, like, specimens.
It's going to get pretty ripe in there.
It's not Handmaid's Tale.
Do you know what she's tested positive for? Agnew.
Yeah. Russell Crowe was on the Pong with a former co-star.
Unflattering rumours being peddled by Renee Zellweger, who did Cinderella Man, and says she could not put up with his pungent body odour. Put it this way, you know who I was thinking about? Whoever bought, remember someone bought his codpiece from that movie?
Oh, yes. Oh,
imagine how woofy that would be. Robert Stomper, he would have been probably on the bugle.
Our own Luke Boner's overnight callers were dozing off, waiting to chat to him.
Jason at Gladstone. He's gone to sleep, listen. He's in desperate need of a CPAP machine.
Sigrid Thornton joined us and left the door open for a sea change for Mick.
I did try to get Mick Malloy in there, but, you know, and there's always time.
It's never
Come
too
on,
late.
Let's do it.
And I'm not joking.
Come on, we'll do it.
You do know what you're saying, honestly.
I'll be plumbing.
You've been drinking. What's going on?
After Dave O'Neill's recent appearance on Celebrity Name Game, he thought he'd get Mick and Jane involved.
So it's a body of water, not quite a river.
The Red Sea.
Smaller than a river. Like...
It's a TV show.
Not a lake. No, the other way. Bigger than a pond.
Stream.
Bigger than a pond. Like a stupid creek. Whose creek?
Show is it? Oh, that man's creek.
Dawson's creek.
The second Ashes test kicked off at Lord's, and Adam Gilchrist joined us to preview the catering.
Lunch at Lord's.
Oh,
three-course a la carte meal. You know, in this day and age of sports science and nutritionists and all that, Mike Gatting, a former England player,
yes.
I'm not sure if you've seen the Gat and what his nickname was, Fat Gat, was throughout his career, and captain at Lord's at Middlesex is probably good reason he made the most of those lunches.
City. And Mick's cricket on the TV saga continues.
How's Channel 9? Do you reckon they've got it in for me?
No.
They've cancelled two of my own TV shows and now made it impossible for me
to listen to the Ashes test.
We discovered a cartel war had broken out in Mexico. The
green gold.
Over avocados.
There is no room on the breakfast table for an avocado.
Are you saying we're not allowed to have avocados because there's a cartel war in Mexico?
There's one luxury item that you have to forgo. It's an avocado, Toots.
We're not importing our avocados from Mexico. We come from Queensland, you goose.
Is it?
You'd be very careful.
Do you know what you're going to have?
I support the avocado industry.
You're going to have a kumquat.
Newly crowned Gold Logie winner Tom Gleeson dropped by.
Where do you keep the Logie?
Well, I've just got it in my office at the moment, but I bring it in when I'm working in Hard Quiz, the ABC. I put it next to my Australia's Brainiest Radio Star trophy.
What's the Brainiest Toast? How come I haven't won that?
It was 2006.
I'll smash you, Gleeson.
It was hosted by Sandra Sully 2 days after I was fired from Triple M.
For that very reason.
Thursday, Paul Kelly brought his guitar in and performed a stripped-back version of How to Make Gravy.
Who's going
to
make the gravy now?
I hope you're happy, Paul Kelly. You made Jane Kennedy ball like a baby.
I bet it won't taste the same.
It's such a sweet song. And it's just when I hear the guitar start, it makes me go the blub.
And Paul revealed the story behind the track.
I wrote it for a Christmas charity record that was put together by Lindsay Fields, who sings and plays guitar with
he's a good guy. God, they must have just gone, thanks very much for that. Beats Jingle Bells, I have to say.
We caught up with Jim Jeffries in LA, who'd recently been summoned to his son's school.
He goes to the fanciest private school. All the other parents are famous people and all that type of stuff, and they bring me into the school about a month ago, and his mum, and they go, "Oh, we got a problem with Hanky, he can't read." And I went, 40 grand a year, that sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
But the week's big development.
Have you had a haircut? Cut.
No, I haven't.
Really?
I washed it.
Oh, that's
I've got a new shampoo. Sorry, a new shampoo and conditioner.
Your hair looks wavy.
It's quite soft. Do you want to touch it?
No.
No.
Touch it.
Okay.
Oh, yes. God.
Oh, my God, it's so soft. Really? It really is. Well,
you've just walked out of a salon.
All right, mate, you just have a shower, mate. That's all you need to bother
it really is at this stage.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to HSV and the Series 2 Sports Cat.
Where you can
find your dealer, hsv.com.au.
I was thinking about HSV. Well, I think about it all the time.
Was it like a horny dream?
It was like a dream.
Like an erotic dream. You're thinking about the power.
Well, it was pretty powerful.
The raw power of the HSV.
What's the bulge?
The bonnet bulge.
Yeah. I was thinking about that.
Oi.
All during the night.
It's got it.
It has. It's extraordinary.
Stacked in the bulge department.
It's got everything.
It's the biggest swinging D on the market. Mm. If you're behind the wheel of this thing, you own the world. You own the world and everything in it.
Yeah, you do.
You know what you got? A passport. A passport to good
times. That's true. And it's only good times. It's for a certain type of guy.
You want to take it off road? Yeah. Do you want to bury a backpacker somewhere remote?
Don't encourage that.
If you want to go to the opening of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with your two kids, you can do it.
Valet, please.
You would have.
Snappity snap.
Come on, sports cat.
Chuck the keys and throw it.
I just love it. I just want to go on Hotwire one and take it on a Thelma and Louise. Let's go Hotwire. Sports cat. Go on a Thelma and Louise style road trip. We'll knock over a 7-Eleven.
You don't know how appealing that is to me.
And we'll ride to the gates of oblivion.
I would really be up for that right
on our golden chariot, the sports cat.
Thank you, HSV.
Do you know
what
Australian this thing is?
Yeah.
It should be, you know, have a drinks car at the Ashes?
Yes.
The Australians' drinks should be bought out in the back of the sports cat.
You're right.
You get the 12th man.
Genius.
You get the drinks, and off you go.
Bit of circle work.
You do a bit of circle work in the sports cat. Go over to the members, spin the wheels.
That's it.
Cop that,
you are so right.
We're in a sports cat.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Find your dealer, hsv.com.au.
Hey, you know what I found the other day? We were talking
about
cricket at Lord's. and the menu on that they all eat and together at lunchtime.
Well, we had Gilly on the show, and Gilly said one of the things, and it's a tradition that at Lord's you still meet for lunch, two teams together. He said you can be calling each other names all day. Mm. And you get together and you have a go, and we were saying three-course meal.
I've got the menu.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
What's on
this? This is currently on the menu.
Far away.
First course is red pepper, sweet potato, and paprika soup.
Hang on. Do you get all of that? Or is that
that's all in one.
That's a
one
soup.
One soup, yeah.
Do you get a choice?
And some crusty bread rolls.
But is there an option, or do I have to have the soup?
No, you have to have the soup. Start with the soup. Then here's your options for you can have roasted lamb rack.
Mm. Oh, you got me. No need to go on.
Steamed halibut fillets.
Halibut and kippers. The English, gee, they bother me.
Chicken, rabbit, and seafood paella.
Yeah, well, we're putting heavy. A rabbit in a paella.
No, a bit heavy.
I thought paella was traditionally seafood. No. Sounds like the rabbit terrine at the.
I know, it's wrong.
Imagine if you got.
You won't like this one. Oh, mushroom and lentil bolognese. Oh, that's for your vegetarians. Lentil,
And what else?
Prawn and Murray rose sauce. That's like a prawn cocktail. Mm-hmm. Oh, these are sides. Basmati rice, mashed potato, French beans. And now let's go to pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Desserts.
Go on.
Bread and butter pudding, dark chocolate torte, fresh fruit salad, and a selection of ice cream.
I want the soup and I want my lamb.
Yeah.
I want a beer.
We want ice cream?
Mm, okay.
Okay.
You got me.
Jesus.
All and maybe some pudding.
We're going to go around the grounds right after this to boot this one home for the week.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, congratulations also to friend of the show, Gus Warland, who's just notched up 10 years
Gussie.
At Triple M in Sydney.
Good for you,
good
mate.
On you, Gus. Show.
We love him.
He's
love
a good
he
egg.
By. He is, isn't he?
One of the good guys.
I agree.
I like
he's
him a lot.
Been getting up early.
Friend of Hugh
for
Jackman.
A long time.
Yeah.
Is he?
He is.
He's never come on.
Didn't you know that?
No idea.
Heard that before.
Well done, Gus.
Okay, here we go. Now, we got time to go round the grounds.
We
love
do.
Doing
have
this.
We? Great. All right.
Let everyone know wherever you are in the big brown land, what's on in your town this weekend. Go, Jane.
Adelaide Music Palooza 2019, Adelaide's premier music market, will feature dozens of local interstate sellers. CDs, DVDs, concert merch, music books, everything, and vinyl.
I love it. Okay, if you're in
Saturday
Melbourne.
Saturday and Sunday at Wavell.
All right, in Melbourne. It's the Melbourne Dart Masters.
Oh, my God.
The best names in darts will be visiting our old Melbourne town. And we sent out Adam Rosenbach. We're sending him out to cover this. Well, he'll be doing it on the show on Tuesday. If you want to get involved, Snakebite and Super Chin are in town.
Man, that's good
the
news,
kahunas.
I imagine.
Tonight, Friday 16th, and tomorrow night, Saturday 17th, at tickertech.com. Get involved. You want to get involved.
Let me go to Hobart. It's the Top Dog Film Festival 2019. How about you go and see a whole bunch of films featuring beautiful dogs one night only in Hobart. It's
can
Saturday
tomorrow. Can you take
tomorrow.
Your dog?
You'll love
so,
that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can take your dog into the cinema, but you can see beautiful movies about dogs at the Stanley Burberry Theatre in Sandy Bay.
That'll
beautiful.
Be great. While we're on the topic, in Sydney, dating with dogs.
Oh, this
singles,
is good.
How good is this? Singles with a must-love dogs dating criteria should head
well, it's
to
a
this,
deal breaker, isn't
this
it?
Relaxed series of afternoon group dates. And they've got some dog fights on as well.
Oh, hang on.
Where do we go for that,
well,
Mickey?
It's on Sunday the 18th at the Golden Sheep.
Oh,
I love that
that's
hotel.
A good one
I've
in
got,
Double Bay.
Gotten in trouble many a time at the Golden
really?
Sheep. In Double Bay. Oh,
very
yeah.
Very nice.
I like that hotel a lot.
I'm going to Brisbane
dogs,
now.
Yep.
It's the Brisbane Burger Festival.
Yep.
The Triffords once again hosting their annual Brisbane Burger Festival this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. if they don't run out of burgers at the Trifford in Newstead.
You know what the Brisbane Burger Festival should do?
Mm.
Combine with the Perth Craft Beer Festival in the great state of WA. It's the WA's largest beer festival. And if you like a craft beer, bang, this is right up your alley. 92 Rose Street, North Bridge. Tonight, all weekend, I might fly in for that myself.
You might fly up to Mackay as well for the beer and barbecue festival.
See, now they've got it right. They're working both sides of the street, Mackay. Yeah.
That's in...
Who's on
in
Mackay, by the way,
Saturday.
Dave?
That's a Jay and Dave for breakfast on Triple A. Jay and Dave.
I like Jay, don't care for Dave.
Dave's a ripper.
Head to the Harriet Park Country Club and also Newcastle, the Knights versus Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's it. Newcastle, Knights v Cowboys.
I did just
come
say
on,
that,
round 22.
Right?
Oh, you did say it?
Yeah. I did.
I wasn't listening to you. I was thinking about the burgers.
Oh, burgers.
About, have we missed anything?
Next week.
Rob Sitch.
Oh, really?
How'd we swing that?
How did we get him?
Is it Utopia?
Utopia starts
back.
Next week.
Adam Rosenbach, who spoke about a minute
terrific.
Ago.
Yeah.
Lee Sales on the show.
Right.
Limo as well. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you Monday. Kennedy Malloy.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sportscat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.